Good afternoon, everybody. For those of you who don't know me, I'm David Adlington. I head up the European MedTech and Services Research for JP Morgan in London. It's my pleasure to introduce Fresenius SE and Stefan Sturm, CEO. Stefan.
Thank you, David. And good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for your interest. Pleasure to be here. I'm having the pleasure of going through 19 individual meetings over the course of today, a new personal record for me, so I thought I'd keep it as part of this larger group meeting a bit more on the surface and try to make you more acquainted with us as a group, given that we are a fairly complex animal. Fresenius SE, what we are about is that we are a large, diversified, growing, and very much shareholder-oriented healthcare company. And let me briefly run you through what I mean with that. The size criteria I'd like to take care of on this slide. We are at about $30 billion in revenues, 230,000 employees worldwide. We pretty much manufacture everywhere, also where we sell. We are pretty much vertically integrated between products and services. You see that at the bottom left. And our market cap stands at 40 billion euros. So I think we can safely tick off the size criteria. Diversified. Those are the four verticals we are active in. Most of you will be familiar with Fresenius Medical Care, separately listed, world market leader in the area of dialysis. As you can see, our ownership is 31%. That, to many of you, may look like we don't know what we're doing. Are we on the way up or are we on the way down? Neither of the two. The 31% have historically come about by us creating that world market leader and suffering dilution. It is very stable, and if there was any direction, it would be up, but most certainly not down. The number two in the pecking order, at least for now, is Fresenius Kabi. Anything that is liquid and goes into a hospital, we're bound to manufacture it, be it injectable generic drugs, be it infusion solutions, be it clinical nutrition. We manage it around the world. Helios has caught most of the headlines this year, and I'll come back to the acquisition that we announced there. It is our German hospital business for now. We acquired the leading Spanish hospital operator, but I'll come back to that. As of today, this is exclusively a German business, 5.6 billion euros, very nicely growing. And the smallest among our four children is Fresenius Vamed. It's an engineering business. We engineer, we construct, we furnish hospitals around the world. Most of our customers are emerging market governments. It is substantially smaller than the other three. One of the four children always has to be the smallest. I'd say with revenue in excess of €1 billion in absolute terms, most certainly it is not small, and it is just as dear to our heart as the other three. This group structure, many investors from time to time have called it a conglomerate. I would say this is just the right balance between not overdoing it on the complexity front, but doing just the right thing in getting critical mass in healthcare overall. And it has also helped us in driving our shareholder return. We have outperformed any benchmark in any time frame that you would be looking at. And I'd say the even more remarkable thing about this is at a very low volatility. In the German DAX for years, we have been the lowest beta stock, but still with the highest performance. I was talking about size and diversification. Let me talk about growth. And whilst whenever people talk about Fresenius acquisitions is about in the first or second sentence, what I actually would much rather be recognized for is our track record in terms of organic growth. And these are the organic growth rates across our different businesses over the years. Top left, you see the group as a whole, and then you see the four businesses right next to it. You will not find a negative bar in this time frame. And if you look at the crisis years, 08, 09, there the growth has even been particularly pronounced. So if you look for a crisis-resistant, non-cyclical, no volatility stock, I have a recommendation for you. And not only for the group as a whole, but for each and every one of our various businesses. At Fresenius Kabi, where we have a particular exposure to the North American injectables business, a bit more up and down as far as the organic growth is concerned, but that is mirrored by the very ultra-stable, some would even say ultra-boring, German hospital business, where for years we have grown year in, year out, our top line between 3 and 5%, and as far as I can see, that should also remain the case in the foreseeable future. It's my favorite slide, even though it's a bit complicated. What it should demonstrate to you, and that is only recognizable at second look, is how stable the business is. If we start at the top left, this is our operating cash flow margin. And that year in, year out is in this relatively narrow range between, say, 9 and 12%, more recently, more trending towards the upper end of that corridor. CapEx, bottom left, is even more stable in a, say, 4.5% to 6.5% of revenue range. Operating cash flow, top left, minus CapEx, bottom left, gets you to free cash flow, top right. And there, year in, year out, we're having around 6%, more recently even higher than that, of a very steadily growing top line in terms of free cash flow available either for debt repayment or for acquisitions. And just because of this high cash flow generation in a very stable fashion, we do believe that we do our shareholders as well as our patients very good by using leverage to drive the growth. Leverage you see bottom right. The self-imposed target corridor of 2.5 to 3 times is the area in gray. And what you see is some peaks from time to time. 2008, we got active here in the U.S. With the acquisition of APP, a tremendous success story over the years. Very rapid delevering afterwards. 2014, we were the market leader in German hospitals already. We acquired basically the number two, at least the bulk of its assets. Also here, a temporary exceeding of that target corridor, but every time a lot of discipline, applying the free cash flow to reduce net debt, while at the same time growing EBITDA and therefore turbocharging the delevering progress. I was talking about the headlines in 2016, we did the largest acquisition in the company's history. Quirón Salud is the largest hospital operator in Europe outside Germany, the fourth largest in Europe, and we just love the hospital business in particular in Europe. Whatever you have heard about the U.S. hospital business, take away any bad debt concerns, because they don't exist in Europe. And that is a European hospital business for you, very nicely, very steadily growing, and with an excellent return on invested capital. We got into hospital management in the late 90s. We did a major step by acquiring Helios in 2005. And we felt that we could roll up the German market by privatizing ailing and underperforming public hospitals. With a flourishing German economy and with a general unwillingness to embrace the concept of privatizations, we ran into a bit of a brick wall there. And therefore, from about 2010, we changed tactics and acquired already privatized hospitals. But with that, we're pretty much done now, and we acquired whatever was available. And therefore, from about 1.5 years ago, we started to seriously think about going abroad. I have already in the past very openly admitted that I have been a skeptic about taking our hospital business abroad, because I felt that synergies were needed in order to justify an acquisition, and that hospitals is very much a regional business, and that therefore synergies don't travel across country borders. Over the course of the due diligence, I have been convinced otherwise, and I do believe that in quite some two-way traffic, we can bring quite some good processes into Spain, but just as much we can learn a lot from our new Spanish colleagues. They are substantially more advanced when it comes to treating patients in an in- and outpatient setting. They have a substantially shorter average length of stay, and therefore, if we could only make marginal progress, we could already take a lot of cost out of our German business. And also, when it comes to directly communicating with the patient and treating them as a customer already, they are substantially more advanced than we are, and therefore I'm very hopeful that a lot of quantitative and qualitative synergies can be had. Our business plan does not rest on these synergies, and I also wanted to make sure that we have a bit of a financial cushion when we enter uncharted territory. And therefore, I wanted to make sure that we get this acquisition at a bit of a discount pricing, discount valuation. And that is actually also what we accomplished relative to other acquisitions that we had done before. Transaction is going to close end of this month, also after due diligence with the ongoing dialogue that we've had. No nasty surprises whatsoever. And we're very nicely set up to accomplish the financial targets for 2017. The transaction is going to be almost exclusively debt financed. Out of the 5.3 billion euros that need to be financed, more than half has been put together already. We just launched our bond roadshow last Friday in Europe. And we would expect that our cost of debt target of 2% or less can be very nicely accomplished. We had issued a medium-term target for the group about a year ago, and we said that we wanted to be at 36 to 40 billion euros in revenues by 2019. That target included any unspecified small to medium-sized acquisitions. It expressly excluded large acquisitions. This makes this set of targets very, very undemanding, and that is why we are currently working on a new set of medium-term targets that we are scheduled to publish as part of our Q4 and full year 16 reporting on the 20th of February. So, What I wanted to bring across is that we are a large 40 billion euro market cap, close to 30 billion euros in revenues, diversified, four business lines. We do like them all. We see growth opportunities, organic and non-organic, in all four of them. Growing. Remember those bar charts with the organic growth and year in, year out, as a good combination between volume growth and price increases in most of our businesses. Group with a strong shareholder value orientation. Remember the slide about us performing any meaningful benchmark over any given time frame at, as an added benefit, an extra low volatility. We want to continue to grow in all of our four businesses, and we do see a very good chance in that. Fresenius Medical Care, who is reporting at this conference here separately, and I should guard whatever I say because as CEO of the Fresenius Group, I'm chairman of the Fresenius Medical Care entity, and I'd rather leave comments to Rhys Powell, the CEO, who's also here. But we do see ample growth opportunities, be it here in the United States with new accountable care reimbursement schemes, but also in the emerging markets where India, China, dialysis is largely an unrecognized need and where nobody is better set up to take care of that than us. We want to continue to grow at Fresenius Kabi, where most of the investor attention has been at our North American business, where we have largely focused and benefited from the drug shortages that have been around in the recent past, but where we are more than just that, where our pipeline of ANDAs is fuller than ever, and where we're looking at 50 drug approvals in the coming years. At Helios, not only organically in the German environment, where we continue to look at healthy price reimbursement rate increases and healthy volume growth, but also with our new acquisition. And lastly, also with our Vamed business, where year in, year out, we're adding 5 to 10 new emerging markets that we bring our knowledge about hospital infrastructure to. So for the group as a whole, very upbeat, very confident about further growth opportunities, and ideally, touch wood, beating any major benchmark as far as shareholder return is concerned also going forward. David, is it questions here, or is it we are going on the other side of the corridor into our breakout session? Thank you for your attention so far. This was a high-level introduction to the Fresenius Group. Any more detailed, specific questions, happy to take care of them on the other side of the aisle. Thank you for now.